Hallmark Channel presents Crown Media Productions. Eloise Mumford. A bag of flour pours into a bowl. Text, Brant Dougherty, amount of coarse salt. Text, Maude Green, Haig Sutherland, Alicia Rotaru, water pours into a bowl, a baker tosses flour onto a table. Text, Brenda M. Critchlow, Serge Hoot, Oliver Rice, Doron Bell, Nathaniel Archon, Eric Keenly side, a baker drops dough. Text, casting by Penny Perry, Jackie Lind.
It's just water, flour, and yeast. Three simple little ingredients. But when made with love, it can become something special. You might almost say magical.
The bread rises in the oven. Text, director of photography William McKnight, produced by Charles Cooper, boats sit in a marina, we move by a bakery in a small town, a counter is stacked with bread. Text, executive producer Joey Plager, a man places bread on a rack to cool. Text, written by Steve Peterman and Gary Donzig, directed by Mark Jean, the man closes the oven. Title: The Baker's Son. The man walks outside and sits on a picnic table next to the marina. He looks around and takes a sip of coffee from his mug. A woman dabs paint on a canvas outdoors. She looks up and we see that she is standing at the end of a boat dock that looks out over the water with boats and mountains in the background. The man walks out of the bakery with a basket of bread. He opens the back of a van and sets the bread on a shelf. We see the canvas on a counter inside a cafe. The woman grabs a muffin with tongs, bags it, and hands it to a customer.
Have a good day, Ernie.
You too, Annie.
Ernie leaves the cafe.
Oh, that coffee smells so good. Annie, if you love me even just a little bit, you'll pour me a cup.
No. Half a cup?
A quarter?
No. You told me the baby's already doing some results. Just hang in there. She'll be here in a couple months. You can have all the coffee you want.
Okay, but... Oh. Yeah, I think you're right. She kicks hard enough without caffeine.
I can't believe I'm going to be an unofficial aunt.
Annie holds her belly. The man walks in with bread.
There they are.
My two favorite women in the entire world.
She holds up her mug. Mm.
So much better than what I brew at the bakery.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. Rub it in, Matt.
Oh, sorry, Mary, but you are almost home. And you are already a picture of maternal loveliness.
You are such a charming little liar. But I still love you for it.
movie tonight?
I don't know. I'm behind in my bookkeeping. Besides, I'm still a little annoyed with you.
What did you do now?
He broke up with Sarah. She got depressed and quit, and now I have to find a new waitress.
I didn't do it to hurt you. We just weren't right for each other.
No one's ever right for you. I mean, you have this image of a perfect woman. I'm telling you, she doesn't exist.
I'm not looking for perfection. And Sarah was very sweet, but honestly, she found the idea you and me having a regular movie night weird. And I'm sorry, for me, that's a non-starter.
Oh, I'm sorry, this is my fault?
Yes. But in the spirit of forgiveness, I'll make the spaghetti you like. I'll even let you pick the movie on top of it.
Oh, I haven't had an offer like that since before Tim and I were married. I'd take it.
All right. But I'll warn you right now, there won't be one car chase or explosion.
They do a high five and fist butt.
Seven.
See you then.
Bye, Mary.
Bye, Matt.
Matt walks out of the cafe.
You do realize why he hasn't met anyone, right?
Oh, no. Not this again.
Yes, this again, Annie. All the signs are there. Why do you think he ends up on your couch?
Because he's not willing to pay for a streaming service.
No, it's because he's subconsciously in love with you. Well, I would be more interested in someone who could love me consciously.
I mean, come on. It's Matt we're talking about.
Matt drives the white bakery van through the town and around a corner. He walks by an office on the waterfront and waves.
Hey, Walt.
Walt waves back.
I tell you, you've got to experience Windward Island firsthand to appreciate what a happening and hot spot we really are. We've come a long way from the economic downturn, and one little article from you could... Hello?
Walt frowns and holds the phone.
Hello?
He grabs his jacket and leaves the office. A sign reads Walter Rasmussen, Mayor, Notary, Insurance. A police officer walks wearing a green jacket and a brown cowboy hat.
Lyle, you are the most perfectly dressed police officer this town has ever seen. How do you do it?
Well, I like to iron. I find it meditative.
No conversation with you is ever uninteresting.
They stop at a boat.
Morning, Tim. I just saw Mary. She is looking more amazing every day.
Yeah, she is, isn't she?
Well, why so down?
You know, stress. I don't even know why I'm bothering to paint this boat. I haven't had a charter in weeks.
Come on, things are going to pick up. You got to stay positive, buddy. You're going to be a dad.
True.
Two men approach.
Morning, fellas. So the van's just right up there around the corner. Thank you. Tim, look at that. What did I tell you? Tourists. Things are picking up already.
Wow.
Well, hello, Lyle. Nice to see you again.
Great to have you back, Mrs. D.
Lovely to be back.
People walk down the dock carrying luggage. Everything slows down as Matt sees a long-haired blonde walking toward him. She smiles at him. A bird dropping lands on Matt. Matt moves to watch her walk away. Tim and Lyle join him.
Not the best first impression you ever made?
I don't know. Some cultures, it's a sign of good luck.
Really?
Tim looks at the stain on his shoulder.
Okay, fellas. Give it your best shot.
A gull is sitting on top of a mast.
Welcome to Windward. Walter Rasmussen, Mayor.
Three tourists. We're dying here, do you hear me? Dying.
Enjoy your stay.
To Mrs. Dean, thank you for opening your beautiful home to a company of grateful dancers who will do their best not to break anything.
A group sits outdoors.
Thank you, Philip. As you may know, my late husband was not a fan of ballet. In fact, if he were still alive, the Seattle Seahawks would be sitting here instead of you. Create a wonderful ballet. Make me proud. And don't worry, if you hear strange noises at night, I'm sure it is just Franklin fighting culture, even from the grave.
She holds her glass up.
Cheers, everyone.
Cheers.
Cheers.
They clink glasses. The exterior of a yellow house, they watch TV inside. Framed photos sit on shelves.
You've seen this movie countless times, and you cry at the end every time. I mean, you know they're gonna end up together. It's not exactly a secret.
You're a fine one to talk. You cry every time that movie with the dog comes on or it's going home.
Okay, that is different. Love between a boy and his dog is simple. When it's people, it gets complicated.
Right. So your solution is just to avoid serious relationships? It's gonna make for a very lonely life.
I don't have a lonely life. I have you and our relationship. A nice, simple, uncomplicated friendship.
I don't know whether to be flattered or insulted.
I meant it as a compliment. All right. It's time to get this dough in the oven.
Okay.
He stands and walks through the living room. Annie follows him and he stops to look at a painting.
I like this one a lot.
I don't know. It's not turning out the way I wanted.
You say that about everything. When are you finally going to admit your work is good?
You have to say that because you're my friend.
Just because I'm your friend, do not think I'm afraid to tell you some hard-hitting truths.
Oh, yeah? Like what?
Like your taste in movies is terrible. Your painting isn't.
If I let you pick the movie next time, will you stop talking about this?
Never.
They slap palms.
Good night.
Good night.
Annie holds the front door as he leaves, then closes it. She stops to gaze at her painting in progress, smiles, then walks to another room. A radio is playing in the bakery. Matt kneads rounds of dough on a flour table. Annie leaves through a pile of receipts in front of a laptop. She leans her head on her hand for a bit and then types on the laptop. A clock reads 2:30. Matt is hunched over the table, sleeping. A man pours himself a cup of coffee, takes a sip, and walks into the room where Matt is sleeping. He puts the coffee cup down. Matt sits up.
I know. Doesn't have that something special.
Have you You just need to put a little more of your heart into it.
Dad, we've talked about this. I've tried. Maybe I just don't have the gift for it.
I didn't know I did. And then I met your mother, and everything changed. Remember what my bread was like when she was alive? The line of customers.
Sometimes they couldn't get out the door without tearing off a piece.
She inspired me. After we lost her, nothing was the same.
The two men stand in silence.
Maybe I just haven't found my inspiration yet.
I trust that you will. Now, make your deliveries. Go home. Get some sleep.
All right.
Matt hops off the stool. A sign hanging on the door reads, "Sorry, we're closed." Annie walks up and turns the sign so it reads, "Come in, we're open." We see Matt outside reflected in the window. He waves and Annie waves and smiles. From above, a large white house is nestled in the trees next to the water. A sign at the entrance reads Little Oaks 3165. Matt retrieves a large basket of bread from the back of the van and takes it into the house.
Ah, hello, just in time. Come on in.
Where would you like this?
We're just downstairs.
A table is covered with sliced fruit.
Nice to stain that. Transition and up.
Dancers practice.
Nice. Jeté into pas de jean.
Matt walks closer and stares. The girl he saw is lifted into the air. She sees him.
Lovely. Okay, keep that chin up, shoulders back.
Matt drops the bread.
Oh!
Even it out. It was bumpy.
I'm guessing the 5-second rule doesn't apply here.
Keep working on it.
Good guess.
Bartholomew's.
Great to have you here. And remember, I'm not just a mayor, I'm also a notary and insurance broker. Never too early to start thinking about life insurance.
Walt holds up a glass of beer and smiles. He takes a sip and leaves.
I should have offered them accident insurance. Dancers break a lot of ankles, don't they?
Maybe I could get a charter or two out of this. Any of them fish?
I don't know, it didn't come up.
I'll be right back.
Tim heads away from the bar.
Do you think we could get any publicity out of having the ballet company here?
Why, you just don't give up, do you, Walt?
No. And I'm not going to stop until Windward is back on the map. I will ford every mountain. I will climb every stream. I will chase every water.
How many beers have you had?
Half a glass.
That's it, Walt. I'm cutting you off.
Good idea. I need a clear head to plan my next move. Night, all.
Night, Walt.
Thanks, Walt.
Not even one of them fish. The universe must have something against me.
Annie and Mary walk up. Sits next to Matt.
Hi, can we get a white wine and a club soda with a lime, please?
Ooh, make that. Two limes. I'm feeling a little frisky.
Mary kisses Tim on the cheek.
Okay, maybe the universe likes me a little bit.
Aw, what's wrong? Does my guy feel a little down today?
Just found out he's not gonna get rich off the ballet dancers.
Hey, it's not all about making money off. I, for one, am happy to get a little bit of culture around this place.
And since when are you a ballet fan, Matt?
Since Annie took me when we were 10.
You hated it.
I didn't hate it.
I didn't hate it.
It was the Nutcracker, and the Mouse King terrified him.
A mouse scared you? Okay, he was like 6 feet tall with a sword, big teeth, and claws, and it was very scary.
6 feet.
Very scary.
Terrifying. Excuse me. Can I get a Diet Cola, please?
Sure thing.
Matt sits up and stares at the dancer. Annie notices and gives Matt a side eye.
Had a chance to explore much of the island yet?
No, we've been pretty busy rehearsing.
How's that going?
Good.
Great. I'm a big ballet fan.
Really?
Oh, yeah. The Nutcracker is one of my favorites.
Uh-huh. And what else have you seen?
Well, actually, nothing else yet.
What happened? The Mouse King scare you?
Oh. Okay, wasn't that funny?
Yeah. Very funny.
Ernie puts up coasters for ears. They all laugh.
Yeah, that's right. Mrs. Deans brought the whole company out from Seattle to rehearse a brand new world premiere. I'd say that's worth a few minutes on your broadcast. Hello?
Walter frowns and looks at the phone, puts it down, looks outside. He walks closer to the window. He sees a woman walking a white fluffy dog. He grabs his jacket and quickly walks out of the office, backs onto the sidewalk and walks toward the woman, buttoning his jacket.
you. Come. Good boy. Yes, you're a good boy.
Welcome back to Windward, Mrs. Dean.
Oh, hello, Walter. Nice to see you.
I was just thinking, I know how much you love Windward, and right now we could really use a little publicity to help boost tourism.
Ah, and a world-class ballet company in rehearsal might generate that cover?
You are as perceptive as you are lovely.
Thank you, Walter. But you don't need to work quite that hard. I'll make a few phone calls and see what I can do.
Well, you're a blessing to us all.
Let's not elevate me to sainthood just yet, Walter.
Walter stops and smiles as she walks away. Matt's dad takes a bite of a sandwich. Adong walks up.
You're very cute. Who do you belong to, huh?
Rudy! Rudy!
Oh, mystery salt. Over here.
Oh. Oh. Rudy, there you are. You shouldn't have run away, you bad dog.
I think he was hungry.
Well, you didn't feed him, did you? I don't like him begging. It's a terrible habit.
In France, we let them sit at the table with us, even in restaurants. Happy dog, happy people. Eh?
Well, we're not in France now. Rudy! Rudy! Come!
The dog doesn't move.
You better go.
Come! Rudy, come! Thank you. All right, Rudy. Come on, Rudy.
You're welcome.
He turns to watch them leave and then frowns, takes a bite of his sandwich.
So, that's another hamburger plain, no bun, no fries, and a water. Yes. Right? Let me guess. Same?
Actually, I will have a burger with bun and cheese. Fries crispy and a chocolate malted. What? I'm the boss. I get to eat what I like.
Fantastic. And now I can pay my electric bill.
So you own this charming establishment?
Oh, I own a whole chain. South America, Europe, next week I'm opening one in Shanghai.
Well, nice to know wherever I am in the world, I'll never be far from you.
Great. I will just get this going.
Annie walks away from the table.
I know that look in your eye. I have a feeling she's too smart to fall for the Philip Chandler dance routine.
Mm-hmm. You might be right. That's exactly what I find so interesting.
Hey, Annie.
Hey.
Can I get a turkey sandwich?
In a sec. Cook's out sick. I'm still short a waitress. And this is as close to packed as I've been in a while.
No problem. I can wait.
Matt walks over to get a soda as Annie works in the kitchen. He watches the woman talk to her group.
She will have anything. She'll just, like, flip up in the air.
Matt takes a sip of his soda and Annie watches him and smiles.
Think about talking to her again, aren't you?
Okay, yes. I was not sure about why. We already made it. Very clear I know nothing about ballet, so I think it's a little too late for Google.
Well, we could talk about how great my food is.
Oh, you're not even trying to help, are you?
Sorry, I'm a little busy. You're gonna have to figure this one out on your own.
Okay, fine.
The tall dancer walks over to the juke machine.
I can do this.
You can do this.
All right.
Yeah.
Matt walks over to join her.
If you're looking for anything after the Beatles broke up, you're gonna be disappointed.
You just saved me a quarter.
My pleasure.
He watches her as she peruses the songs.
So the food here, pretty good.
Glad to hear it.
Okay then.
Matt makes a face and walks away.
How'd it go?
He mimics something dropping and exploding.
Oh, can't win them all.
Why do I get the feeling you're enjoying this?
Please, I'm your best friend. Why would I enjoy this?
Matt smiles and Annie slaps him on the shoulder. She tucks the drinks out on a platter. The water is rough. Annie dabs some paint on her canvas. Matt walks up behind her on the boat dock.
How did I find you out here?
Shouldn't you be taking bread out of the oven?
I already did. It's cooling. See, you haven't given up on that painting yet. You feeling better about it?
You know me. I can never tell. I don't know, what do you think? Be honest.
He stands far away.
Could you bring it a little bit closer?
You're not gonna fall off the dock, Matt.
A gust of wind could come up like that.
You know, my offer still stands. You're never too old to learn how to swim.
Gotten this far without it? Good.
Someday you're gonna have to explain to me why you choose to spend your whole life surrounded by something you're afraid of.
Okay, well, let's put a pin in that until the next time you bring it up. I need your help with something.
Sure.
They face each other.
Okay, right. So, here's the deal. Say you were interested in someone, like, I don't know, a dancer. How would you go about that?
Wow. I've never seen you so unsure of yourself.
It's just we come from such different places. You know, she's got a career that's probably taken her all over the world. I don't even own a passport.
And you want me to be your dating coach?
Yeah. Annie, you're the smartest person I know. And the most sophisticated. I mean, come on, I've already put my foot in my mouth twice. If I'm lucky, I've got one more shot.
She takes his arm.
Okay. But I'm not sure what kind of help I can be, because, you know, I haven't dated anybody since that stockbroker from Seattle 2 summers ago. Besides, I don't know anything about this dancer or what she's looking for in a guy.
Well, what would you look for?
What would I look for?
Yeah.
I don't know. How about everything that stockbroker didn't have? Depth, honesty, willingness to actually give something of himself? You could try offering her that.
Jeez, Annie, we just met. Haven't had a real conversation with her yet. Can we start with something a little simpler?
Something simpler. I don't know. You could try baking for her. I bet she'd kill for a carbohydrate. I'm joking.
No, I know, but there's something there. I think you said I needed to give something of myself. This way I would be. Thanks, Annie. I knew I could count on you.
Always happy to help.
They do their hand slap fist bump routine and then walk in opposite directions. Annie turns back to watch him. The dancer walks down a sidewalk wearing a rose-colored dress. She stops in front of the bakery and looks in the window at the bread. Matt stands up and looks back at her and she smiles. He holds up a large baguette and she shakes her head. He holds up a narrow baguette. She smiles and looks away. He smiles back and walks outside with the bread.
It's okay. Don't tell anyone.
Tempting, but I don't think so.
Wait, I wasn't completely honest with you at the pub the other night.
About what?
The Nutcracker isn't the only ballet I've ever seen.
Really?
I saw you dance.
In Seattle?
No, here the other day. I was delivering bread to the estate. You were... It was beautiful.
As good as the Nutcracker?
Okay, I'm no expert or anything, but I don't know, watching you move, the way you dance, it's like gravity doesn't exist, or like time slowed down. Okay, I'm so sorry, I'm not saying it right at all.
Actually, you were doing just fine.
She steps closer to him.
Really?
She faces him and smiles.
So how about that baguette?
Oh my goodness, I can't.
Okay, no, I understand dancers need to be disciplined, and treats have to be very special, so how does this sound? Fresh, classic panel from walk right out of the oven, perfect crust, moist, warm center, dipped in olive oil with just a sprinkle of salt.
Okay, please, no more.
5 a.m. tomorrow.
5 a.m.?
You will not be disappointed.
I don't know. Maybe. I gotta go.
She turns to walk away.
Wait, what's your name?
Nicole.
I'm Matt.
She smiles and continues walking. Matt stares as she leaves. Matt turns and slowly walks back to the bakery. He knocks on Annie's door.
Annie!
Coming!
Annie walks to the door in her bathrobe with her hair up.
I told her I'd bake for her.
I'm sorry, what?
I took your advice. Trying to up my game. Still warm. What do you think?
I think I was sleeping.
Oh, come on, I just need an honest opinion. It'll take you 2 seconds.
Matt breaks the bread and gives Annie a piece. She takes a bite.
Well?
She looks at him and shrugs her shoulders.
I'm not sure what exactly you want me to say.
When you taste it, I don't know, what do you think?
I think it's bread.
So there's nothing special about it?
If you're hoping to knock her ballet slippers off, it's not going to do it.
That's what I was afraid of. She's coming by the shop tomorrow morning at 5. Can I come back around 3 with another loaf?
No.
Come on, I would do it for you.
Good night, Matt.
She gestures toward the door.
Bye.
Bye.
The clock reads 4:53. Matt unfolds a tablecloth and drapes it over a table in the bakery. Matt sets down a wooden cutting board with a length of baguette and a bread knife and brings out a small bowl of coarse salt and pours olive oil in another ceramic bowl. He lights a candle next to a single red rose in a vase. He looks at the setup on the table and smiles. He walks away and takes his shirt off. We see the candle burning on the table. In the background, Matt puts on another shirt. He sits at the table with his eyes closed and his head leaning on his hand. He gets up and walks outside. The clock reads 6:07. Annie is painting at the end of the boat dock and Matt walks up.
Hey.
She turns to see him, drops her arms.
The look on your face, I'm guessing it didn't go so great.
You could say that. She didn't even show up.
Well, maybe she overslept. You know, 5 a.m. isn't exactly the best time to start a date.
I might have gotten lucky. Made another batch after I left your place, and if I'm being completely honest, which you said I should be, it wasn't any better than the one you tasted.
Maybe it's because you're still doing it for the wrong reason. You know, instead of trying to impress a girl, do it because you want to put the best of yourself in it.
But if this is the best of myself...
Hey, how could you even say something like that?
They sit down next to each other.
We've been friends forever. We know each other better than anyone else. When I got the chance to study art in Paris, and I wasn't sure if I should go, you're the one who told me that I should do it. Because you saw more of me than I saw myself. I feel the same way about you.
Wish I knew why. So Annie, I look at you and I see someone who's really passionate about something. You are out here at daybreak, doing what you love. You work a full day at the restaurant, and then you're right back out here the next morning. You don't have anything like that. All I do is make bread.
So put your passion into that. When I lived in Paris, there was a baker near me so good that people lined up waiting for him to open. In Bruges, there's a waffle maker who's famous all over Europe. I mean, it's simple, everyday foods that people just like you turn into something special.
You really think I could do something like that, don't you?
Of course I do. I always have.
Matt smiles.
What?
I just realized sometimes you're like a shorter, cuter version of my dad.
Oh, that might be the sweetest thing you've ever said to me.
Annie smiles at him. The dance group practices in a sunroom next to the water. Philip stands next to the piano and watches two dancers. A male dancer rotates Nicole as she holds an arabesque pose. They both kneel down and Nicole bends backward, then they switch legs as Philip watches.
Stop!
Nicole!
Philip walks toward her.
What are you doing?
Why don't you just tell me and save us all some time?
All surface. I mean, this is a woman torn between two loves, two passions. You do know what passion is, don't you?
Oh, good. Another rhetorical question.
He walks away and turns back.
You'd like a real one? Okay. How's this? Do you have the emotional depth to express what I'm trying to do here?
Nicole purses her lips.
See, you're good enough for Seattle, but I need world class. And right now, I am not convinced that you can give it to me.
They stare at each other.
Do you know what? We're done for the day. Okay, we're done.
Philip walks out of the practice room. Nicole stands with her hands on her hips next to the male dancer. She walks over to a divan and begins to remove her ballet shoes. Matt washes his hands.
Okay, Matt. Annie seems to think you're capable of more. Maybe it's time you have as much faith in yourself as she does.
He looks at himself in the mirror. A sign in the window reads Boulangerie, Windward's Finest. Matt puts a towel over his shoulder and stands with both palms on the work table. He weighs some salt. Boats float peacefully in the marina. Annie jogs down her front steps with her painting gear and canvas. She opens the trunk of her car. Matt transfers bread to a cooling rack. He hears something and walks toward the entrance. He walks through the bakery and opens the front door. Nicole is looking through a window outside. Matt walks out to greet her.
You came?
I know. I'm surprised, too.
They smile at each other. Annie drives by, sees Nicole enter the bakery and drives out of her lane.
Come on in. So I had a nicer presentation set up for you yesterday.
Well, I need this more today than I needed it yesterday, so.
I'm not entirely sure what that means, but I'm glad you're here.
He brings out the salt and olive oil.
Moment, simply.
He puts a towel over his arm.
Lucky you. Still warm.
He puts the fresh bread down on the table. He takes the red rose out of the trash.
Also better yesterday.
Well, you're getting more points for the minute.
Nicole and Matt sit down at the end of the table. He breaks a piece of bread off the end and hands it to Nicole. She breaks off a smaller piece, dips it in the olive oil, and pops it into her mouth and chews. She looks up at Matt.
Oh, wow.
Matt breaks off a piece of bread, dips it in the oil, and tastes it.
Wow.
You sound surprised.
Okay, if I'm being completely honest, I don't think I've ever made anything this good before. I mean, my bread's usually, okay. But this is like I was inspired.
Oh, sure, okay.
All right, I know that sounds like a line, but if it was, I think I'd probably come up with something a little bit better than admitting I'm usually mediocre.
Nicole dips another piece in oil and eats it. Matt does the same. They chew and look at each other. And he paints, stops, looks up, and sighs. A ferry drifts by in the distance. Annie leans over and continues to paint. Matt's dad brings out a tray of bread. He stops, lifts the bread close to his face, and smells it. He stares into the distance.
Something has happened.
His mouth drops open. Matt walks into Annie's cafe carrying a basket of bread.
You are a genius. It totally worked.
What worked?
Everything. I have never made bread this good in my life. She loved it. And then I told her I never made bread that good. I was completely honest, and she loved that too. Here, try it.
Matt, I'm kind of in the middle of things here.
Come on. Come on, just one bite.
All right.
Annie tastes a bit of bread and slowly looks at Matt.
You can taste it too, can't you?
Oh, wow.
Lyle, try that.
Matt throws Lyle a bun and he takes a big bite.
This is good.
I know, there's something different about it, something better. I couldn't have done it without you.
He hugs Annie.
You smell nice. What is that?
Shampoo.
I like it.
Matt turns and walks. He turns around, holds both hands out, then turns back. Annie yanks the towel off her shoulder and frowns, sits next to Lyle.
This is really good.
I know.
She stares into the distance, frowns, and sighs. Matt delivers a basket of bread to Walter.
There he is. Just the man I wanted to see.
Hey, Walt. So, I'm doing a little survey. Try one of these.
In a sec. How does this sound to you? A Pioneer Days festival. The entire town in period day costume. And you, you handsome devil, starring as the island's founder, Captain Bodhi. Tourists will eat it up.
No.
Come on, you'd be great.
I don't do costumes. Besides, Walt, you are the star of the local community theater every year. You should do it.
I don't look good in knee breeches. Small calves. It's hereditary.
My heart goes out to you. Now try the bread.
Just think about it. We gotta come up with something to get the tourists back here.
Ask Lyle. All that bike riding's got amazing calves.
I did. He said no. You were my second choice. Well, third.
Walt takes a bite of the bun.
So?
This is incredible.
Yes! 4 out of 4. Thanks, Walt.
Walt chews and looks at the bun. The big White House is illuminated by the sun.
So, are you going to tell me where we're going?
Well, it's a beautiful day. I thought I'd show you some of my favorite places around the island.
Okay.
He opens the door on the passenger side.
Chariot awaits.
Thank you.
Philip walks into the cafe.
Hello.
Hi.
You know, I'm sorry. We're actually closed, but Barnacle Burt's is open.
I pray that I am never so hungry to eat at a place called Barnacle Burt's. No, I was actually on my way to the far more fashionable Bartholomew's Public House and wondered if you'd care to join me.
Her eyes widen.
Thanks. It's been a...
Before you say no, you should be aware. I am a world-renowned choreographer with a huge yet fragile ego. Rejection may depress me so much I can't create, and that... Well, that would make the world a sadder place.
Annie shakes her head.
Well, I certainly wouldn't want to be responsible for that.
Excellent.
All right. Just one second.
The white van drives on a road next to the water at sunset. From above, we see the coastline. The van is stopped by a dock. Matt takes his jacket off and puts it around Nicole's shoulders as they stand and look over the water. She moves closer to him. Couples slow dance. Annie and Philip sit at the bar.
So, I mean, I was 23. My ballet was the biggest thing in Paris. And there's nothing like success in Paris. What a city.
I know. I studied painting for a year at the École Nationale Supérieure des Beaux-Arts.
Oh, wait. Well, you just continue to impress me.
Merci, vous êtes très gentil.
So, how does a budding artist with an excellent French accent end up owning a restaurant here?
It was my parents' place. And after my father got sick, I came back to help, and I never made it back to Paris.
And your painting?
I still dabble a little. There's not a lot of creative satisfaction in ordering cases of frozen hamburger and cases of ketchup, so it's nice to have an outlet.
Have you ever had a showing?
Only on the walls of my house. It seems the life of an artist was not something I was meant to have.
Well, you know, it's never too late.
Wouldn't it be nice if that were true?
I'm sorry. I seem to have inadvertently brought down the mood.
No. Annie picks up her wine glass.
Let me see if I can fix that.
He stands up.
Care to dance?
How could I say no to a world-renowned choreographer?
Cool.
The two head over to the dance floor. Nicole and Matt walk into the bar. They sit in a table. Annie looks up from dancing and sees them. Matt leans back and watches Annie dancing with Philip. He twirls her and she leans into him. Philip dips Annie backward toward the floor. Matt leans forward and Ernie walks up.
Matt, this bread just keeps getting better and better.
It's a gift. I don't question it, but I am grateful for it. Let's get a beer and...
Sparkling water.
You know what, Ernie? Make it two.
Consider that a gesture of solidarity.
You really do know how to make a girl feel special. Hi, Matt.
Hey.
I don't think you met Philip. He's the choreographer for the ballet company.
Hey, howdy. Hi. And I don't think you've met Nicole.
Not officially, but how can I forget? Hamburger plain, no bun, no fries, and no water. What a memory.
Nicole and Matt look at each other.
Well, wish I could stay and talk, but got an early morning, so...
Philip nods at Matt as they leave, and he gets her purse and Philip takes out his wallet.
It was good meeting you, Matt.
You too.
Don't forget, early rehearsal.
Yes, sir.
Annie.
Matt?
Matt stares off into the distance. Nicole dances with her partner. He rotates her as she stands on point with one knee raised. She turns with her back facing him and he puts his arms around her waist. Philip watches and taps his fingers on the piano.
Better. Much better. Keep working like this and we may actually have a ballet. Same time tomorrow.
Walt exaggerates, licking an envelope.
Hey, Walter, hope you shaved today. Seattle News tonight just came off the ferry. I think we might want to say hello to them.
Runs out the door. Walter adjusts his jacket and jogs toward the news van.
Hey, welcome to Walter. Windward. I'm Walter. Walter Rasmussen. I'm a mayor.
Rick Rogers, Seattle News Tonight.
I know. I'm a big fan. Big fan. I'm a big fan.
Thanks.
Walt smiles at him.
Well, we got to get to the Dean Place. We're doing a piece on the ballet company.
That's great. By the way, we're celebrating our 200th birthday.
doing a big Pioneer Days thing.
He points to the right and grins. A woman carries a mannequin wearing pioneer garb.
Great. Well.
Have a nice day, Walter.
You too.
Walter stands with his hands on his hips and smiles as they drive away. His smile disappears and he frowns. Annie wipes a table with a wet rag. Matt walks up, grins, and crosses his arms. Annie looks up and continues to wipe down the table.
Oh, stop smiling already. I get it. The ballerina loves your bread. Everybody loves your bread. Congratulations.
This one's a little scratchy today. What happened to your date with the Lord of the Dance? What'd you hope it would be?
As a matter of fact, I had a lovely time. It was absolutely lovely.
Oh, well, great. It's great. Just, you know, be careful.
Of what?
I don't think he's the kind of guy who's interested in meaningful relationships.
You barely said five words to him.
Just trying to look out for you. I don't want to see you end up getting hurt.
I can take care of myself. And if I were looking for relationship advice, you're the last person I would come to.
Fine. I have a burger, but I think you're wrong.
Always happy to hear your opinion. Oh, look at that. 5 o'clock. Kitchen's closed.
You guys close at 6.
New hours.
Annie pushes Matt hard and closes the door behind him. They stare at each other through the glass. She turns the closed sign to face out. He turns around to see Rick Rogers carrying a loaf of bread back to the van. He gets in the van and pulls off a piece of bread. He pops it into his mouth and chews. Rick comes out of the bakery with 3 bags stuffed with bread. He opens the van door, pauses, and smells the bread in the bags.
Some people support the arts by buying season tickets.
Look, if I want to flirt with Philip, I'm going to flirt with Philip. I don't need Matt telling me what to do, acting all concerned and immobile. What?
It's just funny. I mean, you guys keep saying that you're only friends, but first you're jealous of this dancer girl, and then he's jealous of this Philip guy.
You are like a dog with a bone.
Holds her hands like claws.
And so under the watchful eye of benefactress Catherine Dean, the Philip Chandler Dance Company creates magic in the splendid isolation of this tiny island community.
Another golden opportunity down the drain.
Rick Rogers, Seattle News Tonight.
Finally get a reporter in here and all he talks about is the ballet. Nothing I do ever works out.
Don't be so hard on yourself, Walt.
When I was a kid, my family used to visit Windward. I've been there for years, but it fell off the radar.
Well, Connie, I can tell you it's still very charming. And it's not just the scenery.
Ooh.
Taste this, and you'll want to go tomorrow. Ooh. Isn't that incredible? It comes from Duval, the local bakery.
This is delicious.
Everyone, they're talking about my bread!
I think it's time for a return trip to Windward. Maybe tomorrow.
Well, I just may join you. In other news today,
we're famous! And all because of this guy!
Matt holds his hands up, stands up, and bows.
Look at that, Annie! Another thing I couldn't have done without you.
Annie and Matt hug and twirl around. They stand close and smile at each other. They put their arms around each other's shoulders and raise their free arms in the air, dance around and celebrate. Pierre hands bags of bread to a stream of customers.
Merci.
A group of tourists exits a ferry. Walter hands out business cards.
Welcome to Windward. Thanks for coming. Enjoy your stay.
Thank you.
Annie juggles baskets of bread. Her cafe is filled with customers.
Hi.
Ernie hands out baskets of bread.
Enjoy.
A couple in the bar grabs pieces of bread. 4 men sit outside on the boat dock and eat sandwiches. Tim sits near his boat, smiles big and points at the men, and counts some bills. Inside the bakery, Matt is getting dough ready and making more bread. He stands up and exhales, rubs the back of his head.
Well, of course, there are times I still think about going back to Paris, but you know, that's not where my life is right now. And there's a lot to like about living here. The sense of community, the pace of life, the natural beauty.
Smallness doesn't bother you?
Not all of us need a big stage. Speaking of which, how's the ballet coming?
You know what? I think that it may just be my best work ever.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That good?
Oh, I know I must seem full of myself, and I am, but you can judge for yourself. I've convinced Mrs. Dean to invite the whole town to our final rehearsal. You have to come.
Sure.
Great.
After you.
Matt gestures to a table for Nicole and him to sit. Annie sees them and stares.
Do you want to take me out tonight?
Okay.
Okay.
Great.
Annie gets up from the table.
Hey, Annie, can we get you a
burger? I'm sorry. Kitchen's closed.
Again?
Yeah, I gotta get this place cleaned up because I've got a date. Pick me up at 7, yeah?
Annie smiles over at Philip and he lifts a finger. She smiles at Matt and Nicole, tilts her head and walks away. Matt turns to look at Philip. They both nod. He turns back around and looks at Nicole. They both smile. The couple sits on a bench by the water. Lyle rides up on a bike.
There's our magic baker.
Hey, Lyle.
I don't know what you put in that bread, but don't stop. It's the best tourist season we've had in years.
He rides off.
Okay, that's what, 10 people who've said you're amazing? So, Mr. Popularity, want to take me whale watching tomorrow?
I don't think that's a good idea.
Why not?
Just don't dwell on small boats.
You get seasick?
Okay. Embarrassing moment about to happen. Please don't laugh. I can't swim.
I'm sorry. It's just...
I know, I live on an island. I was meant to learn, but...
But what?
When I was a kid, we took a class field trip to Seattle. And as the ferry was pulling out of the harbor, I was showing off, and I fell overboard. Teacher didn't see me, so Annie jumped in and saved me. She pulled me right there to that dock.
He points to the dock in the distance.
You two certainly have a history.
Yeah, we do.
Did you two ever date?
Me and Annie? No. She is my best friend. So, I wouldn't know it from the way she's been acting.
How's she been acting?
Irritated?
Well, stop being such a guy and ask her what's wrong.
Sounds exactly like the kind of advice I'd get from her.
Well, the more I hear about her, the more I like her.
Enough about Annie.
They lean in toward each other and Matt spills his drink on her.
Oh, you are so smooth.
They sit close. Philip opens the passenger door of his car for Annie.
Oh. Thank you.
So, we know each other a little better now. How do you feel about showing me some of those paintings?
Oh, I,
Seriously, I know some gallery owners in Seattle. I could talk to them for you.
What if you don't think they're any good?
Having spent just a little bit of time with you, I have a feeling that I would like them very much.
That's very sweet, Philip. But...
You're not ready yet. I get it. But if you change your mind...
Good night, Philip.
She smiles at him and walks inside. Philip grins, looks up, and leaves.
Hello, you lovely and hungry people. We open in 5 minutes, and I promise it will be well worth your wait. Ah, boy. You again.
The white dog looks up at him.
Come on, you little escape artist. I don't have time to take you home right now. Alors, rentre. Bon arrière. Get up.
The dog follows Jean-Pierre through the bakery.
Matthew, time to make your deliveries.
Right. Thanks.
He hops up.
Who's this?
The dog looks up and wags his tail.
Employee?
He belongs to Mrs. Dean. You know, there's a very pretty face under that scowl of hers.
He takes a bite of bread.
What do you think?
I think you are a baker. And a very, very good one.
You said I needed to find my inspiration. Guess I finally have.
I just hope you found it in the right place.
Jean-Pierre walks away.
Get up. Get down.
Annie and the cook put the fixings on multiple hamburgers.
All right.
You're not going to believe this, but there's a guy out there named Thompson who wants to know if you're interested in selling the restaurant.
Where was he 3 months ago when I couldn't pay a bill? I'm not selling now.
She looks at the business card. People line up in the bakery.
Hello, Duvals. I'm sorry. I have to put... What? Really? Oh, fantastic. Yes. Yes, see you then. We are going to be on Get Up and Go America. They want to do a story on the bakery that brought the small town back to life.
The customers clap and cheer. Matt enters Annie's restaurant. A poster in the window reads the Philip Chandler Dance Company special farewell performance.
And table 4 still is waiting for their fries, okay? Thank you.
Matt walks toward Annie.
So, can I get something to eat? You're closing at 2 now. Come on, Annie, I don't want to fight with you.
Who's fighting?
We are, and I'm not sure why. You know, I'm used to you being a little cranky with me, but this is worse than usual.
Am I cranky with you?
Come on, you have been on my case since we were kids. Pushing me to be something I never thought I could be. Well, guess what? I finally listened to you, and now it's finally happened. There is something in my bread that wasn't there before. And I know it sounds crazy, and I can't explain it, but I know you can taste it, everyone. For the first time in my life, I feel like I have a purpose.
Why are you telling me this?
Because it wouldn't have happened without you.
She stands with her hands on her hips.
I want you to be happy for me instead of whatever this is.
I'm happy for you.
Got a weird way of showing it.
I'm sorry. You know, I'm dealing with some stuff and maybe I took it out on you.
Well, what kind of stuff?
You know, restaurant stuff, money. But now, thanks to you and your magic bread, stuff's really picking up.
Matt looks up at her.
So we're good?
She tilts her head.
Yeah, we're good.
They do their special hand greeting.
Yeah, great, because there's something that I want to run by you.
Something that may surprise you.
Okay.
It's Nicole. I think I might be sort of in love with her.
Annie's eyes widen.
Really?
Yeah, but the thing is, I'm not sure if she feels the same way. I mean, she's not like the girls I usually date. She's more like, she's more like you.
Like me?
Yeah. You know, talented, smart, complicated. Why is that funny?
I'm sorry. I don't know why I'm laughing. I don't have any idea why people fall for the people they do. If you want to know how she feels about you, you're going to have to ask her.
I'm so new to this whole thing. What if I'm not good at it?
Let me give you a hint. When you tell her that you love her, you may want to lose the sword.
Annie turns and walks away, nodding her head. She looks down with her back to Matt, looks up, and then takes a big, deep breath.
I knew it. Oh, I would have made a great psychologist. I don't know what makes me feel worse, that I'm in love with Matt or that you were right. Well, that's besides the point. Okay, what matters is that you admitted it. No, what matters is that he doesn't feel the same way. Maybe he only thinks that he's in love with her. I mean, look at you. Look how long it took you to wake up, and that was with me filling you with insights. I mean, sooner or later, he's going to realize that they're from two different worlds. Wait, do you think that Matt would leave Winward to follow her? I don't know. You're the psychology minor. True, but I'm not psychic. Oh, Mary.
Catherine runs to answer the door.
Oh, hey, Kevin, come in. My sweet angel. I thought I would never see you again.
She holds her dog.
There you go, Rudy. Thank you. You can't imagine how upset I've been.
Well, of course. I had a wonderful little dog named Simon. So I know exactly how you feel.
Would you like to join me for a glass of wine?
That would be lovely.
The orange sunrise reflects in the water. Annie picks up her canvas and painting equipment, her purse, and heads out the front door. She opens the door and pauses at the entrance, looks down, shuts the door, and goes back inside. She puts her purse and equipment down. Framed family photos sit on a small table with a vase of flowers. Annie picks up a photo of her and Matt standing next to each other and smiling. She picks up another photo of her hugging Matt when they were young kids. A poster reads "The Philip Chandler Dance Company Presents Passion." A crowd of people walk toward the building.
Ladies and gentlemen, please take your seats. The performance is just about to begin.
You're supposed to wait until she dozy-dozes.
Members of the audience sit in chairs and on the steps surrounding the dance floor. A row of female dancers glide onto the dance floor in the dark. Philip watches with a hand up to his chin. More dancers appear on the dance floor and the lights come up. A male dancer is on either side of Nicole. Her partner spins her around with her arms in the air. Matt and Jean sit next to each other on the stairs and watch. Nicole dances from one partner to the other. They lift her in her spin around. Walt and Lyle sit next to each other. Catherine watches as well. Nicole bends to the side while her partner holds her waist. In another part of the dance, Nicole rotates on point across the dance floor. The other dancers stand off to the side as Nicole and her partner perform a solo piece. She gracefully lowers her arms and prances forward. In another section of the ballet, the two male dancers duel with swords for Nicole. She walks in to break them up. Nicole and her partner are highlighted in the middle of the dance floor. Annie watches the dance and then glances to the side to look at Matt, who is smiling as he watches Nicole dance. Mary and Tim watch. Tim slowly leans closer to Mary as he falls asleep. Nicole turns to face her partner, his arms around her waist. Mary smacks Tim to wake him up. Nicole spins on point. Her partner kneels and holds her legs as she bends backward. Then they both stand and face each other in the audience. The crowd stands and cheers. Nicole stands in the spotlight and bows. Lyle wipes his eyes. Philip smiles as the audience applauds. Annie watches Matt as he watches Nicole. Matt has a big grin as he enthusiastically applauds Nicole. Crowds mingle at the after party. A glass chandelier hangs from the ceiling. Catherine walks up to Jean-Pierre.
Oh, nice to see you again, Jean-Pierre. You look very handsome.
Oh, and you too, Catherine.
Oh, please, mon chéri. And I do believe you're blushing.
It can happen in the presence of a beautiful woman.
Now it's my turn to flush. Shall we?
Jean-Pierre holds his arm out and Catherine takes it. They walk toward the dance floor.
Thank you all so much. I'm so happy you enjoyed it.
Annie turns to watch Nicole talking to guests. She approaches her while she is standing alone.
It's wonderful. Congratulations.
Thank you, Annie. Thanks for coming.
Oh, wow. It's not every day a place like Windward gets to see a star in the making.
Oh, that's very kind.
You must be really eager to get back to Seattle.
You know, there's a lot to love about this place. It's easy to imagine myself being very happy here. But I guess I don't have to tell you that.
Oh, no, you certainly don't.
They stare at each other.
Well, a lot of people waiting to congratulate you, so I will just... Bye.
Annie walks away. Matt walks up to Nicole.
There you are. I was beginning to think you hated it.
How could I? I was watching you. And there were no big mice. So.
Can I steal your wig?
Annie sees them talking and then they walk out together. She puts her drink down and runs into Philip.
You're leaving without saying anything.
It was beautiful, Philip. Truly.
Thank you. I was hoping that you'd like it.
Shaving showered with compliments.
Yes. Some mean more than others. You are a remarkable woman, Annie McBride. And I've truly enjoyed spending time with you. I'm just sorry that I'm not the one that you wanted to be spending time with.
She shakes her head.
I'm not sure what you mean.
Well, perhaps I'm mistaken. Take care of yourself.
He leans over and kisses her on the cheek, smiles, and walks away. Annie turns to see Matt leading Nicole outside by the hand. She stares for a few seconds and takes a deep breath, then runs up the stairs. Matt and Nicole walk outside holding hands. They face each other.
You really were incredible tonight. Not that you need me to tell you that, but...
Still nice to hear.
So we never really talked... I'm sorry. You first.
Nicole looks down.
can't begin to tell you how much the time here has meant to me. And I'm gonna miss this place and you very much.
Matt stares at her and turns his head.
There's no reason you have to. I was thinking about it, and I could spend time with you in Seattle, and after the ballet closes, you can come here.
No, after the ballet closes, we go on a 6-month tour. And then there'll be another ballet and another tour.
So what are you saying?
You have to understand, I'm at the beginning of a career I've been working towards my entire life. And right now, there's just no place in it.
So this is what it's like.
What?
I've never gotten the goodbye speech before. It's okay. You don't have to say anything else.
He holds her hands.
I hope your career is everything you want it to be.
Nicole looks at him with eyebrows furrowed. Matt walks away and leaves Nicole standing at the front entrance by herself. She looks down and turns away from the door. Annie walks through her kitchen. She stops at a table and rifles through some papers. She picks up the business card given to her a few days before. The card reads William Thompson, Chief Executive Officer. She holds the card and walks out of the room. A bedroom clock reads 6:30. Matt lies in bed and drums his fingers on the mattress. He turns over and lies on his back, crosses his hands over his chest, and looks at the ceiling. He exhales and puffs his cheeks out. Jean-Pierre and Catherine walk arm in arm with Rudy.
I've been thinking about our conversation. And I think I will be returning to Inward Mars.
I think that would be very nice. I'd love to see more of Rudy.
Oh, just Rudy?
Well, actually...
Oh, Jean-Pierre, I do believe you're blushing again.
He opens Catherine's hand and kisses her palm. He then closes her hand into a fist.
Au revoir.
Bon voyage.
Catherine smiles, turns slowly, looks back, then walks away with Rudy. Jean-Pierre stands and watches her leave. At night, Matt jogs up the stairs to Annie's house and taps on the front door.
Annie!
He leans close to the door to listen. He walks to the side of the house to tap on the windows and look inside.
Annie!
He taps on the glass. Annie is hiding inside in the dark. She closes her eyes and doesn't move. Matt turns the lights on in the bakery. He looks around for a bit and then walks through. He walks up to some shelves and grabs a large brown bag. Size. He picks up the bag, walks over to a mixer and pours it in. Rows of baked loaves are lined up on the table. Jean-Pierre takes a bite of bread, chews, then slowly stops.
Oh, Matthew.
He sighs. Ernie walks through his restaurant handing out bread samples.
More bread?
No, thank you.
Really? You sure?
Positive.
He turns and stops, lifts the bread to his mouth, tastes it, and scowls. He turns to look at the customers' plates to see the bread untouched.
Hello?
Walt. We got a problem.
Walt rushes into Annie's restaurant.
Annie, have you tasted the bread today?
No, why?
Walt runs over, takes a bite of a bun. He spits it out and looks at the bun. He notices that all the buns are untouched.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy, what?
Walter walks through the bakery as Jean-Pierre waits on customers.
Voilà.
Jean-Pierre, we have a problem.
I'll be right back.
Jean-Pierre leads Walt away by the arm.
I know I tasted it.
What happened?
She left.
Who? Oh.
The dancer.
I don't understand.
Have you never seen a French film? She's gone. He lost his inspiration, and the bread doesn't taste the same without it.
You have to do something.
There's nothing I can do.
Jean-Pierre walks back to wait on the customers. Matt lies in bed. His eyes open and he sits up. Walter is there.
Hey, Matt.
Walter?
Just thought I'd drop by and say hey.
How did you get in?
I can't under the mat. Not the safest place, by the way.
I was sleeping.
Sleep is good. You know, talking is good, too. Anything you want to talk about?
No. I want to sleep.
Okay. If you do want to talk, I'll be right here.
Here? As in, here? Here.
No, I mean in town, but unless you want me to stay, because I...
Goodbye, Walter.
Matt lies back down and turns over. Walter gets up and leaves the room. He turns to look at Matt, then leaves. Matt lies facing away with his eyes open.
Just sign the papers. Oh, all I need is a couple of weeks to tie up loose ends, and the restaurant's yours. Thanks, Mr. Thompson. Well, I hope that you and your family will be as happy here as mine was. Bye.
She puts her phone down. She turns around to look over the restaurant and then looks off into the distance. She gets off the bar stool and walks around to the other side and into the back room.
Annie, it's time for the town meeting.
I'll be right back.
Mary sees a pen and paper with notes on the table.
Hmm. What's this?
She picks up the document.
Deed of sale? Annie, you've sold the restaurant? I was gonna tell you. When? I knew you'd try to talk me out of it. I couldn't take the chance that you might. You can't do this. This is crazy. It's done. But Annie, it's... Mary, you have Tim, and you're gonna have a family. And what do I have? Years of refusing to admit to myself that I'm in love with Matt. And now that I finally have, it's too late. You don't know that. Okay, that girl's gone. Talk to him. Tell him how you feel. What's the point? He's miserable over her. And I refuse to spend any more time being miserable over him. I have to move on with my life, and I cannot do that here. Hey, you're my best friend. And I need you to understand that. I do. I don't want to, but I do.
They hug each other. Annie looks over her shoulder and sighs. They stand hugging together. Walt stands on a pedestal.
Okay, people, let's settle down. We're here because we have a crisis on our hands.
We know, Walter. What the heck happened to the bread?
Matt got his heart broken by that dancer, and now he can't bake.
Wait a minute. Are you saying that just because he got dumped, he can't bake good bread anymore? That's the craziest thing I ever heard.
It's not crazy. It's a French thing. See a foreign film once in a while. The point is, Get Up and Go America is coming in 2 weeks to do a segment on the magic bread that brought an island back to life. Once they taste this...
Pounds bread on the table.
They'll be out of here before we can say happy pioneer days. And if word gets out that our bakery is nothing special, we're back to being just another island fighting for tourists.
So what do we do?
The bread was good when he was in love. We got to get him to fall in love again.
Yeah. With who? We're a small island. It's not like there's a lot of possibilities.
Well, what about Annie?
Oh, Tim, not now.
Why not?
That's a great idea. You're always together anyway.
I'm sorry. It's just... It's not gonna happen.
Why not? I mean, I always thought you two would make an adorable couple.
Yeah.
Come on, Annie, be a team player. The town needs you.
You don't understand. I'm leaving. I've sold the restaurant.
You're leaving? Did you know about this?
I just found out.
Windward won't be the same without you.
I'm sorry. You all know how much I love all of you. And Windward, I really wish I could help. But I just...
She shakes her head.
I...
Shrugs her shoulders.
I can't... Annie.
Annie walks quickly out of the room.
I'll explain later.
All right, everybody, I know this is a shock, but we still have a situation on our hands. Where can we find someone for Matt to fall in love with?
Well, there's the internet.
Great idea. I say we flood the market.
Every dating site we can think of.
A poster reads Celebrate Pioneer Day, June 6th through 13. Walter looks at his phone with a photo of a woman on it. Some tourists are getting off the ferry and he waves at someone and then nods. Lyle walks his bike through quiet streets. He stops and sees Matt sitting in the van in front of McBride's, takes his phone out.
Hey, woke. The crow's in the nest.
Matt gets out of the van.
Repeat. The crow's in the nest.
Copy that.
Matt walks into McBride's with a basket of bread. The restaurant is empty. Annie is inside and holds a mug of coffee.
Hey.
She hands him a to-go cup.
I stopped by your house. I've left you half a dozen messages. It's all over town that you sold the diner. You haven't said a word to me. Annie, what's going on?
It gets complicated. It all happened really fast. I was gonna tell you.
When was that gonna be? In a note slid under my door?
Look, you were dealing with your own stuff.
I know, but I just think that
Matt,
after everything that we've been through together, you...
I have to answer this right now. I'm sorry. Hi, Mr. Thompson.
She answers her phone and walks into another room. Matt leans on the counter of the empty diner.
One minor thing.
Yeah?
Heather, Matt doesn't know about the post that you saw. Matt! What a surprise. I'd like you to meet my cousin, Heather.
Hi.
Hello.
Matt walks past and puts his basket in the back of the van.
Heather is visiting for the day.
Although I could stay longer.
That's nice.
Walter and Heather move to block Matt.
You know, Heather would love a tour of the island with someone who knows it intimately.
Yeah.
Well, Heather, you can't do better than walk here.
I'm sorry, what?
Enjoy your stay.
Matt drives away.
Okay, somebody owes me $20 for a wasted ferry ride. Cousin.
Heather looks at Walt. Matt sits at the bar and drinks a beer.
Hey, Matt. This is my cousin Lisa.
Ernie tells me you bake bread. Now, I have an allergy to white flour, but if you make a nice pumpernickel, I would really love to try it.
Sorry, pumpernickel was never a big seller around here. You'll have better luck in Seattle. Hi, Ernie. Nice to meet you.
Hold on. Would you be okay with Brian?
Not really.
Hey, Matt. This is my cousin, Haley.
It's Kaylee.
All right. She has a twin. Can never tell them apart.
Amazing. You know, you are the eighth cousin I met this week.
Oh.
What are the odds?
Oh, astronomical. Bye, Kaylee.
Kaylee frowns and watches him walk away.
Are you single?
Yeah.
Good. You're taking me to lunch.
Lyle and Kaylee walk off together.
You gonna be okay?
If I say no, will you stay?
It's not like I won't be back. I'm an unofficial aunt, remember?
Yeah.
Hands her a jacket.
I'm gonna go out with you. I wanna take one last walk around town.
Want me to go with you?
It's okay. You go home and get some sleep. See you in the morning, okay?
Okay.
Annie walks down a sidewalk in the dark. She stops and looks in the window of her dark restaurant for a few moments. Sighs. She looks around a little more and then keeps walking. She stands on the second story of a building with a wood rail. Matt walks up behind her.
I'm still waiting on that talk you promised we'd have.
I kept meaning to come see you, but I guess I knew how hard it was going to be to say goodbye, and I was avoiding it.
That's okay. I could have pushed it. I think I was afraid of the same thing.
He stands a few feet away from her.
I don't even know why you decided to leave.
I just feel like I've gotten stuck in my life, and I need to do something to change that.
You can't change that here?
I don't think so.
Why not?
She stares at him and searches for words.
Because I...
She opens her mouth, but no words come out.
Shouldn't you be at the bakery?
Doesn't matter. Nobody's buying much bread right now anyway. I seem to have lost my touch. So you're going back to Paris, then?
Yeah.
She nods her head.
Finally decided to take your advice.
My advice?
You've always told me to believe in my ability to paint. I left before I ever found out how good I could be. I got the offer to sell the restaurant, and I just thought if I don't take the chance now, I never will.
When I said those things, I didn't think it'd mean you'd leave here.
Oh, you won't even notice I'm gone.
No, that's not true. The year you were away was really hard on me. I missed our talks, our movie nights, just hanging out with you. Letters and funny postcards weren't enough.
Well, now we have FaceTime. I can show you Paris out my window.
You're gonna be busy with your art and your new friends. Before you know it, you won't even think of me anymore. Everybody I care about leaves.
What was that?
Everything isn't about you. This is about me. What I need. You found your passion. I need the chance to get back to mine. Your Brett's amazing. Helped the whole town. But just because you got hurt, you stopped. Well, that's life, Matt. At some point, we all get hurt, and all you can do is pick yourself up and move on. Winward's in trouble. You could do something about it.
It's not that simple. It doesn't work without Nicole.
It's not Nicole. It's you. You did it before. You could do it again.
No, I can't.
Well, if that's what you really believe, then there's nothing else to say.
After everything we've been through, you're just gonna walk away.
You are the most infuriating person I have ever met. I saved you once, Matt. It's about time you learned to sink or swim on your own.
I never asked you to save me.
You would have drowned without me.
You don't know that. Oh. I was doing fine without you, just like I'll do now.
Annie walks up a ramp and Matt kicks a barrel. He puts his hands over his head and looks down. He walks away and limps. Matt slams a large portion of dough on the table and kneads it.
I'm the most infuriating person. What about you? I'm not the one leaving. You are.
He aggressively folds the dough.
Good luck. Back to Paris. See if I care.
He slams the dough again.
Didn't ask me to save him.
And he throws clothes into a suitcase.
He's doing fine without me, yeah. Sure.
The suitcase is too full and won't close. Sign, celebrate Pioneer Days June 6th through 13th.
All right, guys, nice and easy. Perfect, that looks great, guys, thank you, yeah, yeah.
Lyle spins a pistol.
Gentlemen, can you put that blacksmith in front of McBride's?
Got it.
Thank you.
Annie walks down the porch stairs with luggage. Mary is behind her dressed in pioneer clothes. Walt sits inside McBride's wearing a military uniform and a feather in his hat. The man next to him smiles and acknowledges him.
This bread is really something.
I know it's not that. Wait, are you saying it's good?
It's fantastic.
It is?
Walt grabs his bun and takes a bite.
It is. I'm paying for his breakfast. Oh, it is. Taste the bread.
He runs outside.
The bread is good again.
What's going on?
Follow me to the laundry.
Lyle follows Walter to the bakery.
Oh, yeah. Bread.
I know. And he made pastries.
Is the dancer back?
I don't think so.
Oh. What happened?
I don't know. Maybe you should ask Matthew.
Walt takes a pastry and Lyle grabs some bread and they leave. The crowd inside follows them out. Matt is sleeping in his bed. He turns over to see the crowd.
Is everybody... How did you all get in here?
Kiandra flower pot, second most common place.
Why are you all here?
To find out what happened.
What do you mean?
Bread, it's incredible.
And pastries. You never made pastries before.
It's Nicole, isn't it?
What are you talking about? She's gone.
Well, something must have happened between yesterday and today. What was it?
I don't know. Nothing.
There had to be something different. Think.
Shakes his head.
I'm telling you, it was nothing. I went to bed, I woke up, I went for a walk, I had a big fight with Annie, I baked the bread, I made my deliveries, and I came home.
This doesn't make any sense. Walter, you said the bread's only good when he's in love.
What?
That's what your father told me.
Scenes flash before Matt's eyes, Annie and him sitting together and laughing, hugging and spinning around.
Annie.
They all stare at him.
And you come visit me.
Annie talks to Mary's baby and gives Mary a hug. Matt runs out of his house with one shoe on. The crowd is on both sides of him. He puts his other shoe on and strolls down the sidewalk with the crowd following behind him. The news van pulls up to the bakery.
Hey, Mr. Duvall. I got the guys from Get Up and Go America here. Where are you going?
To show you the secret ingredient in my son's bread. Allons-y!
Matt walks into the downtown area where Pioneer Days is taking place. The Crows walks behind him led by Walter. Matt continues to walk down the street and more people dressed in Pioneer clothes join the crowd behind him. The news van drives in front of Matt and the crowd down to the end of the pier. The cameraman runs behind the van and begins filming. We see Matt and the crowd walking toward us in the frame. Two reporters are next to the cameraman with microphones. Matt walks past and runs toward a ferry that is just leaving. A man is pushing the ferry away from the dock. Matt runs down the ramp.
Annie, you can't leave! Annie!
She can't hear him.
Annie, I love you!
The boat moves further away. The ferry continues on its journey. Matt breathes hard and looks down. He takes his shoes off and gets ready to jump.
What the heck are you doing?
The crowd parts to show Annie standing there.
What the heck are you doing? I thought you were on the boat.
Well, I forgot my passport. Did you forget you don't know how to swim?
Didn't matter. I had to get to you.
Why?
They walk toward each other and stand face to face.
Because I love you.
Finally! But I thought...
I know. So did I, but I was wrong. It's you, Annie. It's always been you. It's just too much of a fool to know it.
Are you sure?
Who's got bread?
Who's got bread? We need some bread!
They all hold their breadsticks up. Walt hands Annie part of a baguette. She breaks a piece off and eats it. The cameraman films.
Oh, wow.
They embrace and kiss. They put their arms around each other and kiss again. Walt, Lau, and Mary smile and clap.
This is exactly how a French film would end. La fin.
They continue to kiss on the ramp with the ferry in the distance. Annie and Matt walk up the ramp to join the crowd.